Shamru Chachamim, a Madlikin Behem Beshabbos, a Madlikin Behem Bechanukah. Now, why can't you be Madlik the Psilos and Shamanim on Shabbos?
That's
why?
High-quality flames.
Where do you see that?
Didn't the Kalman need light for Shabbos?
What?
So if you can't, if you use these things, then they're not going to work for lighting up your house. But this is the fact.
Well, these are the ones that you might be masakin in there, right?
Let me see. See, what does it say? One second. Let's see, what is, right, the Mishnah doesn't give a reason. Right? The Mishnah itself doesn't give a reason. Frame Madlikim and Shabbos. Right? Ah, so what's the problem with that? Rashi, does he say anything? Rashi, same as Shachin.
There's a previous Rashi also, which is, what does it mean, Nisach Sechus?
Right. So according to Rashi, it's not a problem because it does, the pshat is you'll be lacking in your Ner Shabbos. But Rashi's saying it's a problem because of Asi Lahatas. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not a lach in the mitzvah itself. Right. So it's not a lach in the kiyum of the Oneg Shabbos, but it's Xerah Rabbanan because of Daraisa. Right? Okay. That's Rashi. What does the Rambam say in Perish Mishnayas? Interesting. See, the Rambam says, Vitam iser hahadlaka be'elu hapsilos hu lefi sha'esh eina ochez bahed umkmo kein elu hashmonim eina mishachem achar hapsila hamshachi yofa uvechein yiha or haner cholosh v'choshoch v'yanichenu v'yetze v'ze osar lefi sha'ikar etzleinu hadlakas ner Shabbos mitzvah or chova, whatever. Same thing. The Ram learns differently, right?
I think the Rif learns that way too, if I remember.
So the Ram is not worried if the Ram doesn't have it. It's not saying like Rashi is Xer Darabonim. It's the very mitzvah Ner Shabbos will be lacking. Correct? How does he have it in the Mishnah Torah? How about there? Let's see. Hey, where is that? Perek Hei Halacha Hei. It's in Ches. I don't think the guy got this thing right here. The Mishpa didn't do his job here, huh? That's funny. He didn't get it right, huh? Okay. Ches. Umnei ma'ein madlikim b'psilo shena ornit lisban v'lo b'shemonim she'ein shachmach ha'psilo gzer shem yeh or aner ofel v'yateh oso b'shat yishtamash l'ora. Oh, so what'd he do? He went like Rashi here, huh? Did it say anything else? Why can't both be reasons? Why could the Ram say both reasons?
Wouldn't that be the cause?
Yeah, why does the Ram say Shem Yeh or Haner Ofel? And then why does he also give the reason? And plus, you won't be, Yotze the Mitzvah the best possible way.
So you think it'd be a Durban even though it'd be Asa.
Meaning it's
Asa because of the Ner itself, and not only that, they added Durabana. Then why would you need both? Once you have that it's Asa in and of itself, why should you need Durabana?
Once it's...
Once it's inherently Psula as a Ner, then why should you need the reason of a
Durabana? But you don't need to consider the Durabana if it's already...
1 second, who's that voice? Okay, so what happened to the reason? Why did the Rambam switch? Think about it. I don't know what it is, just... Alright, what is the Gemara? So 1 second. What is that? Who's here? Yeah, so it says, Amar Rav Huna, Psilo Tashmanim Sha'amrucham Eim Adlikim Ben B'Shabbos. Aim at Likim Ben Bechanaka. Bain Beshabbos, Bain Bechal. Okay? Amar Rava. Sherry, don't let anyone in. Amar Rava, my time is the Ravuna. Kasavar, Kavsa Zakakwa. Okay? So how did he get to that idea? Right? And Rav Chista says, listen to me, Rav Chista, I'm a madlikim ben b'chol, I'm a lo b'shabbos, because I'm a kapsa ain't zachik la, who mutal ishtamish laura. Okay? And then, of course, you get the third possibility. Kapsa ain't zachik la, and usal ishtamish laura. Okay? So, what does it mean? So, like Rashi says, Kofsa ner chanaka zokikwa lisakna ilkach tzarech lechadchila lasos yofa dilma posha v'lo misakila. Umutu l'shtamish la'ora Hilkach b'Shabbos Osir Shemiyata Utsarach Tashmish. Meaning, essentially, if the Ner Chanukah is Mutal Ishtamish La'ora, so then essentially it becomes a Ner Shabbos too. Meaning, it's a Ner Shel Shabbos. shel tashmish. It's the ner shel hana. So therefore, the gzera of shemiyata is going to kick in. Correct?
Why don't we have a foil possibility if Kavsa Zaku Glava Asidishtam Shoga?
Kavsa.
Is there, like, does no one hold the fourth one? Is it impossible?
What's the fourth one again?
Why only doesn't anyone say Kavsa Zaku Glava Asidishtam Shoga?
Kavsa Zakakla. Kavsa. Why don't you have Kavsa? I don't know if there's anything illogical about that. I don't know.
I think it's
logical
to explain
Rav Huna
that way.
Rav Huna holds Kavsa Zakakla. Yeah, we'll take another 1 second.
Oh, okay.
What? The Kafsa Zakagla means what? So what's the mitzvah? The old Kafsa Zakagla, what's the mitzvah? You have to produce a Ner Dalek. So therefore, you have to create, you have to ensure that you have a chefza that will, that has the right characteristics to produce a ner dalek. Right, that's what Rashi means, right? Right, but if you hold Kafsa Ein Zakagla, so then you're saying, I mean, all you really need to do, you need to produce a Maisa Hadlaka. So once it's Mudlak, all it needs is it's just the basics that you actually produce a Maisa Hadlaka. You get the Maisa, what's a Maisa Hadlaka? It means you also have to, of course, light the candle. But the essence is to engage. It's a Maisa Hadlaka. So once you're able to accomplish the Maisa, and the candle is lit, you wouldn't care if it went out. So it has to have that's why Rashi says Lasos Yofa. Right? Because if your interest is essentially to produce a Ner Dalek, so a Ner Dalek by definition is going to have some kind of a shear. And it's going to have certain characteristics that would ensure that would remain Dalek. But if you hold, it's just a Maisa Hadlaka. So then you just simply need is that it can be lit. Yeah. Dilma Pasha, Veloma Sakela. See, that's the only thing I understand is, what's Rashi saying there? See, Rashi sounds, he's saying differently than what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is like a lacha, like in the, that since it's an idea to produce a ner daluk, so then you need a substance that will ensure the achievement of a ner daluk. But Rashi seems to be saying something else, no?
You know, he seems to be involving the Gavra in a more essential way.
Right, like he's saying, like, I have a chiyuv to, like, I have to have, like, a certain vigilance. There's, I have to make sure that this candle stays lit for whatever the time is. X amount of zman. But since it's the nature of people to walk away, so if you don't have the proper candle, if it goes out, that's going to be considered Shia. You won't be Yotze. It's like you won't be Yotze Yechiyah. That's how Rashi's learning. Because you'll be a Pasheya. But if I, in fact, what he called produce, if I set up the right candle, so then even if it should go out, while it's true, of course, ultimately I won't get the mitzvah, yeah, but I won't be a poshea.
How you, just in terms of understanding Kavsa Zakakla, you're understanding it to mean that if you were to not relight it, we would still say that he was Yotzei?
No.
Not Yotzei.
He wouldn't be Yotzei.
The only thing that the way it extends to what had meant is but if you being...
Yeah, because you say Kavsa Zakakla, don't you mean that if you don't relight it, you're not doing the mitzvah? Now, therefore, why do you need a good candle? So I'm saying there are two possibilities. I think they're very close to each other, but there's a subtle difference, right? There's according to one way to say is you need, since the mitzvah is a ner daluk, so therefore there are characteristics that the candle must have that will properly achieve ner daluk. It's purely a din in the chafta of the ner. It's like halacha has certain requirements for this entity because this entity has a certain objective. That's one possibility. Another possibility is like Rashi. Not that there are inherently requirements for the chafta, but that if you don't do it that way, so then, see, but in the end, one second. Oh, that'll be the Nafkamina. Oh, one second, I just thought of it. Right. Yes, according to Rashi, you'll say like this, that they're not requirements inherently of the Chafta. But the only thing is, in other words, if the guy would actually stand there for the next whatever, how many hours, right? And make sure it doesn't go out, right? So in fact, he'd be Yotze, right? According to Rashi.
This is his
exactly. But if he should walk away and it goes out, so then of course he wouldn't be Yotze. But worse than that, he'd be a Poshea. So the nafka, I'm wondering if this would, I don't know, let me ask if you guys agree with this. Maybe a nafkamina would be when you say seals the Shmadim Shamacham Eimadlika Behen Eimadlika Behen Bechanaka. According to the first way, maybe it's not a Ner Chanukah. That's right. If you use the wrong seals of Shmadim, that's not a Ner Chanukah. It's not a Chafta Shal Ner. Whereas according to Rashi's Pshat, it'll be a Chafta Shal Ner. You could be Yotze the Mitzvah with it, but it's a separate Gzeres Chachamim that lechatchila you shouldn't use it. It's like it's like who said it? Like, I think you said Aaron. It's a lach in the gavra, really. He shouldn't utilize such a thing like that. But if in fact he did utilize it and he was vigilant, or he got lucky, whatever the case may be, no, it would be good. What do you guys say?
Is anyone saying the first possibility? Or is
it? I was just wondering that myself. I don't know. Does anyone have any sparrow? Take a look. Let's check out. Who do you got here? A Ritva or a Ramban? How about those guys? Or Meiri, maybe. You guys want to check it out?
I don't know. There's a big Meiri. I didn't see the Rambam inside, but you had it. Did he say just...
Rambam? Hold on. Let me look at the Rambam. The Rambam. Okay. Okay, even though the Marshal holds the Rabbeinu Tam as the best Talmudist, I'll look at the Rambam. No, it won't work. You can't look up a Rambam. He passes Kasein Zakakla, exactly. I knew there was a reason why I can't look at the Rambam. Yeah, you got a Ritva there? Or Ramban?
A Ritva or Ramban? Ramban?
You're looking in Ritva and
Ramban here. Very interesting Ramban. Yeah, I don't know if he's saying my first possibility, but he's certainly not holding like Rashi. Where's the Ritva? One second.
He basically asks Tosfos question, and then he seems to go like Rashi.
Yeah, Vakashali, Dilma, Vidilma, Aslish, Tamish, Lahora. Right, so how do they know, you mean? How do they know? Right, that's Toskasha, right? Yeshapirshu. They came into Amalishni Yaseira, Bain Bechol, Bain Mishabbos. Mechol, the time of the Chol Lechudei, the time of the Shabbos Lechudei. Okay, all right, that's one answer. Vacherem Tirtzu, the Daikin in law, Midika Omar Psil Shimon of Elipsis. All right, fine. Right, that's not too helpful. The Ritva's not helpful. What is the...
Did you see where he says with Dilma Pashaba?
No, I didn't see that. He says that?
Yeah, I don't think you were...
I wasn't in the right place, then.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Where was that Dilma?
He says, Kasovar Kavsa Zakukla Mutsu Lashtamash Aura. an old ritva, so it's probably not broken up the same.
It's right before that. Right before where you can put the doma.
Yeah.
Right before where?
You started reading at Bedoma, right?
Yeah.
Right before that.
Oh. Right. Right, it's like Rashi. Curious what the Rashba said. But the Ramban is a whole different business here. One second. Says Kashali. Minolon Shemutalish Tamish Laura. Dilma af the Shabbos a Madlikin Behen. Lafisha Kamsa Zakakla. Uvi Shabbos EF Shirley he's Zakakla. Okay? Right? It's the question every Rishon asks, right? Vehikala Maymar. The Sphere of the Talmuda. Kavan the Bishabbos EF Shirley he's Zakakla. Lo chai shinan. Umadlikim b'chol ha-shmanim. Shouldn't be just the opposite. The kema de she'efser shelo yichbo. Af api she'pa'omim she'kavu. Lo yichbo slan. V'shabes l'man da'amar kavsa zokikla. Dino shava l'chol l'man da'amar kavsa ein zokikla. Kishem shebechol mutal lahadlik b'shmonim halalo v'mkavo ein zakakla af b'shabes kele divrei akol v'ein mechazvin lahadlik b'tzilas v'shmonim acherim shebeshabes divrei akol kavse ein zakakla v'ein lo ba ela mitzvah hadlaka bovad.
Was that different mitzvah?
Wow. What is he saying here? Right, I assume we understand that correctly. Woo! What's he saying?
It sounds like there's two mitzvahs near
words or Kasha or Masha Pierce or Beno Go.
Yeah, that's not really thanks to it.
When it comes to Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Rashi clearly doesn't make that distinction.
Okay.
So
that issue doesn't make the distinction. The question was, does he hold by the spur of what does Zakukla have to do with?
Clearly, Rashi holds. Rashi holds that Svara, he maintains that that Svara is exploring. Is he specifically giving a Svara that makes no distinction between Shabbos and Chol? It's not accidental.
Ramban holds that
you can't give such a Svara.
The Lord Pashma for the Mustafi must have a Chol. But on Shabbos, he gives no such Svara.
He doesn't say Rashi is
not that way. I don't think he means Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it, so I wouldn't say it. I don't see why he's saying that Ramban is against Rashi.
Because you could very easily say like Rashi and not have to go into this whole
so then
hero
to, then you have to do this whole question. Why do you the Tama but Mudi Shamish Ola?
Okay, fine.
Actually, that's what he's answering. That's why he went into his whole Kafir, not because of the other reason. The reason he went into his whole Kafir was because of his question of the problem of why do you need the second reason, the second answer? The second thing with Mara, Mudi Shamish Ola. Saying no, we don't hold like the witch because the witch is from Shabbos, and Shabbos is Pshita that comes in Zakukla. But the guy is from Chol. That when you say Madlichi behem b'chol, Shema mi that comes in Zakukla, the local Shim is Dilmavasha. The witch wanted to bring the guy from Shabbos.
I understand, but when the Ramban says Madlo Chayshin and Dilma Pasha, he means on Shabbos or Chol?
Chol.
Oh, I see. Good, okay.
And that's why I think Rashi's Tom is the correct
right.
Tom.
Right, so he's only... Right, but he's only
he
arguing that Rashi... Right, the only argument he has that he holds Shabbos is different.
Right.
Okay, I agree.
I have no idea what he's arguing about.
What's that?
Can you explain what you just agreed to? Because we don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't understand what Yaakov was talking about.
If you asked us simply, I'll make it very simple, okay? All right? I'll make it simple for you, Balabatim.
Please.
If you... That's one thing. I guess I got to get over that. One thing. Right. So, if I asked you... How do you know we paskin kafsein zakagla? So you would say simply, we know kafsein zakagla because on chol you can use whatever psilos and shmonim you want. So that to you would be a good raya kafsein zakagla. Okay, make sense? Okay. But the riff doesn't say that. You got a riff? You got to take a look at the riff. You got another riff, yeah. Take a look at the riff. The riff says...
You think the reason is because you see you don't need it by Shabbos?
That's right.
That sounds
similar. He says... Amar Rav Zeira, Hilchos Chanukah. Daf Tes. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Tzil Shemarim Shem Chameh Maligim B'Shabbos, Maligim B'Chanukah B'Mekol B'Shabbos. Mitikaba Madlikin Behem Bishmachanika Bishabis Shmamina Asalishtamish Laura. The Kamad Asalishtamish Laura Lo Asili Tuye. Visu mid the Madlika Behem Bachanika Bishabis Nachwal di Kavya Lo Miz Dakikla. Shmamina Kavsain Zakikla. You see? You got that now? So the Ramban asks Akasha. He says, because he says the Shema Mina is from Kafsein Zakagla, it's because Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos. right? Because there, if it goes out, you can't relight it. Right? And yet, you could use any shmata upsilus you want. But he says, according to our explanation, there's no raya from Shabbat. It's the chuli alma ain't zakakla. Right? Even if you hold kafsa zakakla on Shabbos, he'll say kafsa ain't zakakla. But rather, our raya is michol. Since you're not choshesh, dilma pasha, just like Rashi explained. Yaakov, I did a good job?
Yeah.
Okay. But this is like a strange, I never saw this shita before. Yeah, pays to go back to a sugya. Don't say you already learned the sugya years ago. I never knew this Ramban. How do you understand this Ramban? As your paskin comes to Zakakla. Except when it comes to Shabbos. But I don't understand, why does the Ramban say? No, on the contrary, it's Kavsa Zakakla. And that's why you have to use
No, because there's no idea of zakuk means that if it goes out you're going to do something about it. So there's no idea. In other words, it only becomes mechatchila that you have to do it a certain way because there's a chiyuv, because you're mezdakek. But since there's no idea of zakuk because your hands are tied, so there can't be any requirement mechatchila to relate it to that chiyuv. As we said, the Chachamim only did it given the fact that you're going to be Zakakla if it goes out, so you have to do it a certain way, the Chachila. But the whole thing, the whole requirement doesn't apply on Shabbos.
Furthermore, on Shabbos, if it does go out, then you're not a Poshea. You don't be like you would be on Chol.
I know, but why don't you say, I mean, what are the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim don't give this answer, right? So they hold, of course, you definitely hold Kafsa Zakakla, and that's why you better be using the best possible wicks and oils for Shabbos. I mean, you always have to, but also, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. That's how you know it's a separate halacha that...
I would say from Rashi's position... That seems like the more difficult. Ramban is very mistavra because the whole idea is that it's a lechatchila idea that it's novea from the fact that you're a zakakla, but there's no idea of zakak in Shabbos because you can't relight it anyway. Once you did the hadlaka is all you can do, like the Ramban says.
The question is, what's the call? What's Kafsa Zakakla on Chol? Maybe you have two Nerus Hanukkah, how do you have a difference? Well, the Nerus Hanukkah, the mitzvah is the greatest.
Well, that's no kasha, because there's no idea of...
So, that's fine. But us, the great the best situation.
The reason that it's not better, because...
That's my question, why don't we have Zakakla? Just that
there's a new Zakuk. Zakuk means that it goes out and you're going to relight it. It's impossible.
So, that's the problem with us.
That's not honest. That's in the very fabric of the mitzvah.
That's in the gavra. It's not in the mitzvah. It's in the chak. The mitzvah chak has nothing to do with chak. It's full of Shabbos. Just that the gavra can't be right. But it's not din in the nair.
No, but
it's
not
din in the nair.
But the...
Chanukah is 8 days long. You always have a Shabbos there. So that's built into the structure of the mitzvah.
That's an interesting thing, huh?
So In other words, Kavsa Zakukla is not.
And the other Mishnah is very straightforward. Look, Kavsa Zakukla, and that's a din in creating a situation of a Nela, that applies in Shabbos. Therefore, since in Shabbos you can't let you an Anas, so you have to create the best situation. Can't be a poshe, even more so.
Yeah, but the thing is that the idea of being Zakukla is a. Right? So it's not like a case of anus. There's no, it's never a chav.
Why are you zakut? Because you need a nir. No.
That's not the mitzvah, but that is a chovah in the mitzvah.
But the chovah that stems from the nir, that's
the
If the
chol is
there,
then
the
nerd
announces
you can't
do it.
It's chal of the gavra, it's chal of the mitzvah.
But it's a separate chiv, separate from the nerd. It's not that you need a lit nerd. That there's a separate chiv on the gavra to be zakut. I understand how you're pointing at
me. No, it's not a
separate chiv. You just did the nerd announce kika, it's not a different zakut. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah. So say, you lit the cat, you did the best you could.
This is not like a bell, right? They're all in creation. So it's not impossible that it should be that way. Right?
I just want to see what's the. You're just saying it's a dual system. Uncle, why is it cussed up?
I would say it's a double system.
Okay.
Double system. You have the mitzvahs. Because otherwise you would say that it's two separate mitzvahs.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's a double system. Nice out of Baka. Nice out of Baka. Then we also have certain terms in the way.
What's it called to do?
It's not. The whole thing, the whole culture is up. The whole idea, that whole thing. It's not practically.
Imagine if you say to the guy, I was asking, what is the view of the God? The God is just cups. For example, it's not the community man. The God is not. The separate view goes up. The God is not. What is the view? When the other show is very simple, the male is a male that needs to be lit the whole time. So if so, that becomes a God. It's actually the male. Means you up the God.
But that's not what he said.
That's not the God.
It's the what the other show.
So I'm saying, what is the Ramban
Kav Sazakah? Maybe the Ramban learns Kav Sazakah law differently.
I know we're all about them, but we're not that bad.
So maybe it's like this. Let me give an analogy. I'll give you a description. All right. According to the Ramban, of course, also, somebody pointed out before, if you're going to tell me the other 7 days of the week he holds, you need a Ner Dalek, and over the Shabbos, you need a Maisa Dlaka, something's very strange here. That the whole mitzvah changes its character one day out of the week. It's like a very funny thing the Chum should do that. Very odd, you know? Shabbos notwithstanding, you would think they would have a consistent takana, right? I mean, it's just, whoever heard of such a thing? So I'm wondering like this, maybe the Ramban holds that even according to the Mandama Kav Sazakah law, the mitzvah really is a Maisa Dlaka. But he holds that the Maisa Dlaka is generated when you're in a state when there's no nair that's dalak, then it demands a maisa dlaka. Like it would be like kisi adam. There is the mitzvah is to do a maisa kisui. But if it happens to be that the wind, you know, let's say in that case, the wind covered it over, so you don't have to do the Maisa Kisui. But if it's, but if, you know, if we get uncovered, then it would demand a Maisa on your part. Then the Maisa Kisui would be on your part. And I'm giving, I know it's not exact, I'm just trying to give you a, like an analogy. Like maybe the lucky here is that during the Zman Pirsum, the Gavra is Chayev to do a Maisa Glaka whenever, if, when there's a Nair that's not, in the absence of a Nair demands a Maisa Glaka. So really all week long, the halacha is Maisa Glaka. But the only difference is, the only machlokas is kafsa ein zakla, kafsa zakakla is it a one-time performance? There isn't just a lach, you have to do a maisad lacha, period, end of story. Or oh, that's one side, that's kafsa ein zakakla. But if you hold kafsa zakakla, so then you're saying the absence of a nair, you know, bishas piersum, demands a maisad lacha. But on Shabbos, then you can't say that. Then it's not possible, such a formulation. That would be impossible. So then they just left it. They said one time I said laka. That's all that's possible. Because any further absence is not possible anymore. But then it's not a completely new idea. They just removed the state or the lack thereof as a machayef. That's what they did.
So what is the idea of dealing with Pasha law? What happened to that?
That's a good question.
I mean, that was the, that's Kavsa Zakakla, right?
No, that's why you have to use good shmai.
Right, but here you should, according to what we're saying now, so you shouldn't need good shmai.
Right, that's not so bad. One second.
No, because dealing with Pasha law, if you don't put good shmai, you might not rely it.
Right. In other words, insofar as you hold kafsa zakakla, so that means the absence of a ner dolok will be machayev you in a maisad laka. But you're not going to stand around the whole time. That they never demand. We're going to stand there for all night long? No. So therefore, you're afraid of that if it should go out and you really chayev in a maisad laka, you'll be a pasheah. That's not bad. Otherwise, you're going to have to tell me that the Ramban holds that Chazal formulated a whole new, and then you're going to get into your argument, if I was overhearing you guys correctly. You get the whole problem. I mean, I don't stand it, because Yechayev in a Ner Daluk. So you'll tell me, but you can't relight it. Yeah, but so what? Why should they strip the requirements? It's hard. I mean, it's very hard to say that way. And then you also have to tell me, like I said, is that it's going to have to be a whole new Surah Samitzvah for Shabbos. I'm not saying it's impossible. It just sounds very strange that the whole Mitzvah Sner Chanukah changes because of Shabbos. And now all of a sudden it suffices to do a Maisa Dlaka when all week long you need a Ner Dalak. Sounds funny. It does sound funny. But according to what I'm saying, it's not as funny. Because in the essence, it's a Maisa Dlaka really again. The only machlokas is that it? It's like a one-time thing. It's a chiyav. It's just simply a chiyav on the gavra to do a maisa. Or do you say no? It is a chiyav maisa, But what generates the chiyuv is the absence of piersum or whatever, the absence of a ner dalak. Whenever there's a state of a non-ner dalak in your house during that, in that zman, whatever that zman may be, it's mechayev yuna maisa. That's good. That was pretty good. That was worth it. Which, what answer does Tosfos give, by the way? His is the language of the Russian? Is this because it says Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Very good. I'm really happy. See, they pulled something new out of an old figure. I remember when Rebbe gave over the sugya in the name of the Rav. The Rav gave it over as a special shear one year.
And that's sort of unrelated.
Go ahead.
On Erev Shabbos, so you want to light Ner Shabbos. So what happens if the light that you're going to light, or the one over your, you know, in your living room or whatever, the lights you want on are already on? So then would you say that you're putter?
Well, I don't know, which lights are we talking about now?
Whatever lights you're going to use for Shabbos lights.
And what do you want to know? What they're on?
They're on already for Friday, for whatever reason.
Turn them off.
You should turn them off and do a Maisa Adlaka and light them again?
Yeah, it's an open tosis. Yeah, I'll tell you where it is. Isn't that an open tosis? Right here? Somewhere? Tosfos. Chotei on the base. Chova. Yeah, take a look. The end. Vo near the Ravina Tom. Shema yeh near mudlik v'omech atzorach l'chavos v'lachzor l'adlik. There it is. You see it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Should we get
an
indication
stuff
next week?
Yirtz Hashem, I'm ready. I mean, I'm certainly ready to give that shiur. I just felt, you know, I hate, you know, to do if half the guys aren't there, especially in the beginning when the snow wasn't there also.
No, my question is, are we going to, you know, Hanukkah stuff, because it's Hanukkah
also. Oh.
Is that why you did Hanukkah stuff today? Cause,
yeah, I didn't want to go ahead with everybody missing.
All right.
Right.